opposite still. It's time to stand up, time to take the red pill. To make this our world, gonna die on this hill. Be ready to fight and be ready to kill. We never give up, no, we never sit still. It's time to stand up, time to take the red pill. To make this our world.
You have three enemies in the kill box. 40 feet. 20 feet. 10 feet.
Ready! Move!
Crash it! Check him. Is that our man?
No, not him. Reloading.
How much time you need?
10 seconds.
Ready. Moving. That's it. He's mine. Contain him. Blue pickup. Light it up.
My foot!
You good?
Yeah, clean in! Move! Whoa, fuck you!
Can we go now?
On you!
Moving! Put it down, put it down!
You know who I am?
Are you going to dance before your execution? What's that? Oh, it's an old prison saying that a man on his final walk to his death, a stench of fear chokes him, and he panics, struggling in the arms of his captor for one more moment of freedom. Some people say it looks like a dance. The last dance before death. A little manic, don't you think?
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Squawk Box Radio, the place where nothing real happens, but I do care what you think about it. I really do. The time is 8:03 in the morning. Now, on to the news. 9 out of 10 people believe that out of 10 people, one person will always disagree with the other 9. Scientists claim as long as you can remember, you will always have memories. The Department of Natural Resources issued a warning today that all the fish seem to be dying. Blame cod for the act. Ah, come on, I know you missed these. Traffic seems to be moving okay today and in weather. The sun might make an appearance. And today in the studio, I have a special guest. The one, the only.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Come on, man, you just killed my intro.
The people know who it's going to be.
The people might think they know who it's going to be.
Well, I know.
Well, yeah, it's because she's sitting in the studio.
Well, I knew before that.
Can I just continue? I liked it better when you didn't talk as much.
Go ahead.
Thank you. As I was saying, the one, the only, Kelly Clark.
I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I guess I don't have to ask you how you're doing.
Sorry. I'm just excited.
Understandable. So, Kelly, the reason you're here today is, well, to be blunt, we have a story here that we're trying to finish. The last time I saw you, we were at your house and Chad was there.
Yep, that is correct.
May I ask you why Chad was there?
He was just checking in, making sure that everything was okay.
Does he come there often?
No, not really. Most of the time, he either calls or writes a letter.
So why was he there then?
Like I said, just checking in.
And that's it?
Yeah. He got there maybe a couple of minutes before you did, and left shortly after.
Did he say anything?
Yeah. Is everything okay?
Was that all?
Well, Chad's not that much of a mystery.
Well, to us he is.
Well, to me, he's just Uncle Chad.
Do you know anyone named Sean?
Yeah, I do. That's Uncle Chad's real name. You see, his father was also named Sean, and to avoid any confusion, everyone just called him Chad. I think the only one that still calls him Sean now was Mr. Williams.
Interesting. Okay, then. Well, Kelly, I would like to talk to you about your family. What was it like being the daughter of Travis Clark?
My dad was a great father. Until he came back from the last time.
Can you tell us what happened when he came back?
If it's okay with you, I'd rather talk about the good times. There was a lot more of those.
I understand. But one day you'll have to talk to someone. So, tell me about a good time. Tell us a story that will tell us about life in the Clark household.
I was 8. It was September, and my dad comes home from work.
His military job?
Yeah. Well, back then, to me, it was just where my dad worked.
Sorry, continue.
He comes home, goes in the bedroom like he always did, takes off his work clothes and changes into something else. But this time, I see him wearing a suit and tie when he came out.
Daddy, are you and Mommy going out tonight?
No, tonight I have a date with someone else. I just hope she says yes.
Dad, I don't understand.
You see, I've got my eyes on this beautiful girl, and I want to spend time with her.
Where's Mommy gonna be at?
Her and her friends are having a get-together.
Does Mommy know you're doing this?
Can it be our little secret?
Where am I going when you go on this date?
Well, I was hoping you would come with me, since it is you that I'm asking on a date.
Really? Where are we going?
Where would you like to go? We can go or do anything you want.
Do I gotta dress up too?
No. What you're wearing is fine.
Well, why are you all dressed up?
Because every now and then, you have to dress up for the ones you love.
I'll be right back.
I quickly changed into my dress and put on my best shoes, combed my hair, and ran back out. Okay, I'm ready.
You didn't have to change.
Well, sometimes you gotta dress up for the ones you love.
Are you ready then?
Let's roll.
I gotta watch out what I say around you. You're a sponge. Say goodbye to your mom.
Bye, Mommy.
This is gonna be fun. Bye, dear. Hey, wait up for me.
Hey,
So where are we going?
Well, how far can we go?
You do have school tomorrow, so why don't we just get off the base and just go into town?
Okay.
Are you hungry? We could go to a nice restaurant.
Nah, I don't want to waste any time.
That's my girl. So where to then?
Let's go to the fair.
Oh yeah, I forgot that it is in town. Are you sure you don't want to go anywhere else?
Nope, I want to go to the fair. And I know you didn't forget about it.
Why don't you open the glove box then?
Oh my gosh!
I know my little girl. I've already bought tickets and a wristband for both of us. This way, we can ride all the rides.
All of the rides?
Well, not all the rides. We will have to be careful not ride the rides that go upside down.
Oh, right. Forgot about that.
It's okay. There will be plenty that we can do. What's the first thing you want to ride when we get there?
I want to ride the Ferris wheel. I want to touch the sky. I want to get as high as you can go when you jump out of airplanes.
I think I would need to get a little higher for that.
Well, it is as high as I can get. Unless you want to take me out on an airplane and we can both jump out.
Ferris wheel it is. You know, that's your mom's favorite ride too.
Really?
Oh yes. I've taken your mom in that Ferris wheel a bunch of times. We have seen many nice guys from the top. We would talk about all kinds of things while going around.
Well, now it will be our ride too.
Seems like it.
What were some of the things you would talk about?
Your mom and I would talk about whatever was on our minds. Could have been something as simple as the weather, the clothes that people were wearing. Could have been anything. That was the nice part. We were free, nothing worrying us, no distractions. It was just us. So how was school?
School is okay. Today in class, we started talking about the planets. Did you know that Mars is called the Red Planet and it's the closest planet to us? Yet no human has ever been there. Well, at least not yet. But I hope that I can go there soon because that'd be super, super fun.
We drove for a bit, continuing our talk until we got there. He was asking questions about school and how I was doing. We parked and walked in. Well, he walked. Me? I was running.
Hey, wait up!
Dad, the wheel!
I see it. Just don't get too far ahead of me. You're faster than me.
No, I'm not.
He finally caught up to me and we went on the ride. He held my hand and we talked about what we saw. We laughed at the people below us, making up fun stories about what they might be talking about. The night was still early, so we couldn't see the stars yet, but I imagined them there. We spent hours there, rode the Ferris wheel multiple times. We ate fried bread coated with cinnamon and hot dogs. It's a memory I hope I will always have. On the way home, I must have fell asleep because I don't remember getting home or going to bed. But the next morning, I woke in my bed with a flower on my pillow and a card that said thank you. I'll see you when I get home. It was a perfect day.
Kelly, I'm touched. That did sound like a perfect day. What happened when your dad got home the next day?
It wasn't the next day. The next time I saw him was a couple of months later.
Oh, Kelly, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No need to be sorry. He just went to work. and he worked with heroes. My father came and went for my life, only showing up when he hungered for affirmation, I think. I adored his attention, though. Memory reckons itself in blurs and flashes. The special moments of my childhood are like fairy tales. And in mine, my father was the prince going to slay the dragon.
I've never even thought about what happens to the families, the loved ones they leave behind, and what goes through a little girl's mind.
Well, we keep moving forward. My dad taught us that. You just have to keep moving forward. Don't focus on the big ugly thing right in front of you. Just focus on the good. That's the nice thing about a fairy tale. If you don't like what's happening, you can always change it.
That sounds familiar. I think your mom taught him that.
Well, it could be, but I know he taught me.
Did he call or write?
He would. Well, not as much as we'd liked, but we knew that sometimes he couldn't write or call, because he was working.
What would he say to you?
He would make sure that I was being a good girl, brushing my teeth and doing my chores and homework. And at the end, he would always say that he loved me.
Did he ever tell you where he was or what he was doing?
He would never say that. He couldn't. He always said, the less we knew, the more protected we were. I used to ask, but I stopped many years ago. Maybe I should have kept asking, though.
I don't believe that your father would ever put you in harm's way. I don't think he would have said anything.
Well, you're probably right. But sometimes it would have been nice to know where he was, or at least when he was coming back.
Remember, you have an appointment today. You can't be late for it.
Kelly, can you come back tomorrow? I would love to hear another story about your youth, about the good.
I would love to. I have lots of stories to tell, but tomorrow has to be my last day. I have to go back home.
I'm sure you do. I won't hold you up from going home. Thank you, Kelly, for coming in today, and I will see you tomorrow. Well, folks, I think that is a wrap for today, so I'm going to leave you with a bright fellow who can make any night peaceful, DJ Twinkle Star.